Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Joyce Keller back with you for another, fun-filled, psychic, whatever you would like it to be, 30 minutes every Wednesday, 3:30 in the New York time. I'm sorry I sound so nasal, but I'm so allergic to everything. I have to blow my nose. I'm sorry. Okay. In any case, welcome. It's September 13th, Wednesday, 3:30 in the New York area. Wherever you are, welcome. I'm very happy you're joining us. So let's see what's happening. We have a lot going on. A lot of people are beating the drums for war. They want World War III. Do they not understand what war really means? It's like old men who really want us to go to war. Why don't they go to war? Instead, they send the youngest, the best, the healthiest, all the people who were rejected World War II for having flat feet. I mean, you know, that's crazy. If you had a cuticle missing, they wanted only the best. Are they crazy? All right. Eventually, we are going to have something resembling war. It has already started. It's not what you think or may think. It may have to do with lasers and advanced technology, as you may have witnessed in Hawaii, and bizarre flooding like we just had in Libya, and what's going on in Turkey. You have these earthquakes and bizarre things happening. You can say, well, we've always had volcanoes, we've always had earthquakes, but these are much more extreme. So we're doing advanced technology. So that's really what World War III is, in my opinion, going to be about. Let me tell you again how to find me, if you would like to identify me. Again, Joyce Keller, J-O-Y-C-E, Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R, .com. It's JoyceKeller.com. If you would like a reading, consultation, information about my books, I wrote 11 books. I'm working on my 12th book. And I do a lot of freelance writing as well. So let's see what's going on today. We have a lot happening. Well, the good news is that Mercury ends tomorrow night. Now, you may say, well, I don't care. All right, it doesn't matter. But when planets go retrograde, we have a tendency to have to revisit or reconnect with all things that we would like to have ended or forgotten, or it may be a real ending. So there are a lot of endings. Virgos and Piscean people are particularly affected by this particular transit that we're having, but it's all good. You know, it's what you make it. My mother was a great, she was a natural astrologer and a natural psychic and medium, and she taught me from an early age all the metaphysical things that she believed in. And, of course, I did, because I'm still using a lot of what she taught me. But I've gone on to other teachings, Indian teachings, Chinese teachings. You know, so I tried to broaden my scope. In any case, September 13th, what have we got happening? Blog Talk Radio is so really terrific because they will repeat the show. We have a new moon today. The new moon was actually at 9:40 tonight. Okay, so we have a new moon. A new moon is always a great new beginning. You want to start something. Please don't tell me you're going to write a book. Write it already. Just write it. But don't worry about selling it. If you try to sell it, you're going to have to get an agent. The agent is going to beat up the book and you for about a year. And then as they try to sell it, and then if they do sell it, like to Simon & Schuster or wherever they sell it, then Simon & Schuster is going to reconnect it. Oh, it's going to be years down the road. So I published my first 10 books with publishers, very challenging, because they all have something to add or change, or they say, maybe you shouldn't write about life after death, you should write about something else. Because I had written a book called, what the heck was that called? Something about life after death. I don't remember the title. But it was about what happens when you die. All right, it's a little gloomy, but I tried to make it fun. Because when you die, it's really a great experience. You go into much higher, better realms than we have on the earth. But don't commit suicide. Commit suicide is just bad. Okay. So, and then you have to revisit. You don't go to hell. Oh, please. The Catholic Church has to reconnect with truth. Believing that, stop believing it, okay? Learn, grow. There's more to life than what religions are teaching us. Religions are just control agencies. Go directly to God. You don't have to have an intermediary. I grew up mostly, well, I was Protestant, mostly Methodist. Actually, I was nothing, but I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn. And I thought I was Jewish, but my mother said, no, you're not Jewish. I said, what are we? She said, we're universal. I said, Ma, what is that? She said, it's everything. It's God. Go directly to God. And because she couldn't walk, she had a physical handicap, she went directly to God. And she said, look, you pray, you go quietly over there in the corner where nobody can see you or bother you, and you speak directly to God. And you tell God what you want and what you need and what's going on. You need a little healing, big healing. You want to heal your friends. You want to pray for your friends. You know, that kind of thing. You know, it's like, let it come from the heart. Because God and his angels are always listening. Don't pray to angels. It tells you in the Bible, don't pray to angels. You can appreciate them. You can love them. You can thank them. You should always count. You should always thank your angels because they do work overtime. And if God forbid you have an accident and it's the wrong time, they will protect you. You could say, well, why don't I see my angels? Because you're not supposed to see them. That's why. Okay. Let's see. We have a lot of questions coming in. If you'd like to contact me while we're on the air or off the air, my email address is, I only have one email address, it's joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. Again, joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. Okay, let's see what's happening. A lot of emails come in, a lot of questions. Again, I apologize for sounding so nasal. I can't help it. No, I don't have a cold. So I'm just looking at a cold. No, I have allergies. What am I allergic to? Probably allergic to a lot of the scammers. A lot of scammers are out there. I recently read that all these allergy medicines are being taken off the market, like Sudafed and Benzedril. Because all they do is put you to sleep, and they really don't correct your allergies. So look, I have my allergy pills here. Can you hear them? I'm rattling them for you. Do they help me? Do they sound like they help me? No. But I take them anyway. Oh, see, I only take vitamin C. I do think you should take vitamins because the food supply is nuts. It's anyone's guess about what you're really eating. So somebody said, well, what vitamins do you take? I think the most important vitamin is vitamin C because monkeys and humans, I have to blow my nose. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Monkeys and humans do not produce their own vitamin C. And you have to have vitamin C for your immune system. For general well-being, vitamin C, as Linus Pauling said many years ago, is miraculous, and it will help you. It will help you in ways we don't even understand. It was originally known as vitamin P, as in vitamin P. Okay. Okay, let's see what's happening. Oh, okay. More questions coming in. Good. Write to me. Joyce Keller, TV. radio@gmail.com is my email address. And if you'd like an emailed reading, people say, well, how can you do an emailed reading? It's very simple. Whether you're in person with the person or over the phone, your guides, and hopefully God, you call on God, will help you and give you the information you're requesting. And you will hear it intuitively, or you can do it with automatic writing. you can do it a number of different ways. You'll receive the impression, or you can ask before you go to sleep at night, and you will be given the information at night. What are your dreams? Your dreams are usually symbolic answers, and it's up to you to figure it out. Well, why don't they tell you simply what the dreams mean? That's a very good question, because you're dealing with energy that may come from your own subconscious or from the universe, which may be a bit mysterious or cloaked in mystery. So it's up to you to figure it out. Okay. Like, for instance, if you dream of water, that's usually wisdom, but everyone has their own system of interpretation. When the mother dreamt about a baby, that was usually very bad. She would say, oh, I dreamt about a baby. And that meant that someone in the family or someone close to her was going to be ill. And usually one of us ran a fever or touched death or, you know, it was like something not good. But she was very good about that. But to most people, babies mean a new beginning or a new life. Like, I had a dream once where I was working on healing, and this is when I had first started my healing journey, and I think I had told you about my Aunt Ollie, who was in a hospital taking her last breath, and the hospital called us, and they said, since you're the only survivors, we would like to tell you that Olympia, who's known as Aunt Ollie, may be taking her last breath because she has been in a coma for quite a few days now, maybe that's 2 weeks, and we would like to have you say your fond farewells to her. But she may hear you or she may not. She's in a coma, so no one really knows. So my mother said to me, would you mind taking me to go to see Aunt Ollie? So I said, sure, because I guess I was about 20 at the time. So my mother and I jumped in the car, and we went to a hospital in Queens. We lived on Long Island. We went to a hospital in Queens, and there was Aunt Ollie in the hospital bed, not looking too good, I have to tell you. She was hooked up to tubes and wires and really after lunch. She was really not in good shape. She had not spoken to anyone for about 2 or 3 weeks, coma. So my mother was very sad because it was her sister, and my mother was saying prayers for her sister, which I'm sure helped. And I was standing there watching this, and I was very involved in healing, which I still am, and I said to my guides, what should I do? And they said, well, you can take your aunt's wrist, her left wrist, and section so you don't have the illness come back onto you and negativity or whatever may be involved with this. There's always a prayer of protection first. You say, God, this doesn't belong to me, but I would like to help this person. Use your energy, God, to infuse this person with wellness, or whatever your prayer may be, but you always have to protect yourself. So I held on to Aunt Ollie's right hand for a while, and then my guides intuitively in my little head told me to let go of her wrist and to walk around her bed and to take her other wrist in my hand and to repeat the same prayer. If it is your will, God, to help this person, please let them be infused with your wellness and health and restore this person back to health. If it is your will, God, thank you. You always have to say a prayer of gratitude no matter what happens, even if they pass away, which might be a very good thing for that person. So Aunt Ollie was totally unresponsive and kind of yellowish-green and didn't look too good. But she was totally unconscious. We were there. I was still holding on to her wrist. And finally, my mother said to me, well, We set our fond farewells. We should leave now. I said to my mother, sure, okay. And my mother and I left the hospital, and we drove back to our home in North Babylon on Long Island. And that was like 5 minutes to an hour back. And as we got home, back to Long Island from Queens, my mother's phone was ringing. And I picked up the phone, and they said, hi, it's the hospital. And I said, oh, and Ollie must be gone. And they said, we have great news for you. I said, great news? That's good. And they said, Olympia is sitting up in bed eating breakfast or lunch. We don't know what this is, but she's hungry. And she wants all her tubes disconnected. She wants to eat, and she wants to go home. I said, what? They said, your aunt, Ollie, is sitting up in bed, eating, and she wants to go home. I said, wasn't she just in a coma? They said, yes, but right after you left, she sat up, and she was fine. I said, that's crazy. Well, thank you for telling me. And then my guide said to me, is something wrong with you? And I said, yes. Because like all of us, we don't believe anything, you know. So I said to my mother, Ma, Aunt Ollie's going to be fine. My mother said, what? How is that possible? I said, I don't know. But that night I had a dream. And I said, God, please tell me. What's going on? Why is Aunt Ollie sitting up eating? And they said, Joyce, that's because they showed me a baby with a diaper on that had the number 5 written on it, handing over a present of some kind to another baby who was me. And they said, and then you're giving back the present to the baby with the number 5 on it. And I said, well, what does that mean? And they said, because we have helped you to give a 5-year extension of Olympia's life. She's going to live 5 years more. I said, wow, thank you. So I told my mother. And my mother didn't really know what to say, but she was psychic also. So she said, well, maybe. Well, let me tell you, Aunt Ollie lived 5 years to the day. She lived 5 years to the day. And then she passed away in her sleep. So I said, whoa. And I had been doing a lot of healing by that time, you know, and I'm always very careful about protecting myself. And sometimes I forget to protect myself. And I'll just reach out and I'll touch someone, and then I won't feel so great after because I may have transmitted some of that negativity onto me. So, and if you're ill, you probably have drawn some kind of darkness or negativity to yourself, and that has to be released so you can move on and you can be well again. We do not have to be sick. And every illness has a reason. You can say, well, I'm sick because I'm just not lucky. Well, that's crazy. Louise Hay, who may have not been right about everything, but she was pretty darn accurate. Louise Hay, I think it's H-A-Y-E, has in her website reasons for all illnesses. Or you can read her book, Heal My Life, Heal Yourself. She's like a whole bunch of books, and she has passed away because she was almost 100, and her time on the earth was through. But, excuse me, that's the message there is that every illness has a reason. You don't just get anything. Like, why do I have allergies? Not only because I live in Florida, my immune system may be in some way compromised, even though I take a ton of vitamins. And I'm blowing my nose again. I'm so sorry, but I can't help it. So I still have not figured out why I have allergies. Wanted to tell you about the portal. Again, if you'd like to reach me, the website is my name. It's Joyce Keller, JoyceKeller.com. JoyceKeller.com. And you can log in for a reading. And if you're out of work or you're having a hard time and you think I can help you, email me and say, Joyce, I can't afford to pay you, but you have to help me. I say, oh, okay. And then tell me what your problem is, and I'll try to help you. I'll try to channel an answer for you or some healing or whatever you need, okay? Why don't you tell you about, I wish I had a longer show. I only have 30 minutes. My experience with my husband, Jack, at our New York City Battery Park apartment right before 9/11 happened in 2001. In August of 2001, which was exactly a month before 9/11, Jack and I bought an apartment less than 1,000 feet from the World Trade Center because my guide gave me the money and I was intuitively told to buy an apartment in Battery Park City. So we found a beautiful apartment, very small, but very beautiful, had only one bedroom, facing the New York Harbor Statue of Liberty. And to the other side of the building was the World Trade Center. Now, I knew when we went to the roof of our building, which was like the 40th floor, in the shadow of the World Trade Center, I knew that the World Trade Center would be coming down. I said, Jack, if the World Trade Center, when it comes down, do you think it's going to kill us and come right over here? And he's an engineer, and he said, no, it'll probably go straight down. I was looking at it. I'm thinking, why are we even here? But I felt that God had directed us to buy that apartment because we fell in love with it, and we could have, and our children loved it. Everyone loved the apartment. And there was the Statue of Liberty, and there was the World Trade Center. Excuse me, the address was 200 Rector, R-E-C-T-O-R, Place. And if you look at that address, you'll see that it's right by the World Trade site. And we were on the 36th floor. So, as you know, 9/11 happened, and the city was a mess. And we were not allowed to go back into our building until it was checked for structural damage. So we had to stay away from our building for a while. And then the first night we were allowed back, the city was a mess. I don't have to tell you. It smelled terrible. It smelled of death. It smelled of dust. It smelled of burning death. And it was disgusting. But we were back in our apartment. And I was awakened about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was told by my guides to get up and to stand by the window, to open the window, which was not such a great idea because of the dust in the city, but stand by the window, and they would form a light overlooking the Statue of Liberty. And that the trapped souls from the 9/11 experience, since a lot of them were still in the process of crossing over, that they would be directed through our apartment and through our building out to the light that formed over the harbor. And by the way, this is in my website. It's called The Portal. And I explained how this happened to us because it's such a phenomenal story. So after about an hour, say like 3 o'clock in the morning, Jack realized that I was not in bed with him, and he came out to the living room, and he saw that I was doing something by the window, and I explained to him that we were directing these unseen souls out to the harbor, out to the light on the harbor, and that there was a light that had formed next to the Statue of Liberty, and that we had to direct departed entities out to this light, that they would go into the light and continue their transition process. So there were firemen and people who had worked at the World Trade Center who were going out to this light. We were directing them. This is a crazy story, but I swear to you it's true. Out to the light over the harbor. Jack and I stood there. He took a picture of what we did, and it's actually in my 70 Steps to Heaven book, how the two of us stood at the window and directed I don't know how many people until the sun came up. They just kept coming and coming and coming and coming out to this light in the harbor. And that went on until the sun came up the next day. And then when the sun came up and there were no more people leaving through our window or through the building, told that a portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, had been created to allow their exit out to God, out to the light. So I did not, even though I experienced it, I didn't believe that it was true. But the next day, Jack and I were walking around the city, and it was a mess, of course, but there were people who were selling photographs of the World Trade Center. So Jack said, look, this is only $4. Let's buy this one. So we bought it. And then when we got home, he said, you're not going to believe this. He said, but look what it says on the back of this photo, which is also in my book, by the way, in Seven Steps to Heaven. It's on the back of the picture of the World Trade Center, there was a big sign on the back of it that said the portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, the opening. And then I said, Jack, how is that possible? You know, because we, as human beings, we experience these things, but we don't really believe them. We say, no, it's not possible that really happened. But it really did happen. So we had that experience at the World Trade Center. And a short time after that, we felt that we couldn't live there anymore. A lot of the people who lived in Battery Park City couldn't take the energy that had been created from this death experience of so many people, which, by the way, was forecast many, many years before, and I knew about it when it was being built. And there's a whole long story behind the World Trade Center. But we were there for a very divine purpose, and I thank God for allowing us to be there and to be a part of it, because I believe there are probably no accidents, and what occurred was really an amazing experience. And I thank God every day for all the experiences that we all have that are so phenomenal. So, my darlings, I love you all. Thank you for being with me. This is JoyceKeller.com, and you can always email JoyceKellerTVRadio@gmail.com. I will answer you. So remember, we're never alone. Even if you feel lonely, you're never alone. Your spirit teachers are always with you. There's always at least one, always at your side. And all you have to do is ask for guidance and protection, and it will be given to you. And there are no accidents. Hey, I love you all so very much. Thank you for being with me. Until next time, this is Joyce Keller, and God be with us all. Thank you, and bye.